title today is Bright Beginnings. So let's think about that. Let's think about bright beginnings. What does that mean to you? Bright beginnings. As you see, it's going to mean something different to all of us. So I have a quote that I'd like to start out with this morning. And it's a quote from Dumbledore from Harry Potter. And it says, "Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times, if only one remembers to turn on the light." So what is the light that together we can turn on today? What is the light that we together can shine on all that's taking place in our lives? This is an amazing time in our history. It's an amazing time in each and every one of our lives. We're being asked to shelter in place. Your mother used to send you to your room. How's this working for you? My mother would send me because I talk too much. I know you're not surprised by that. We've had to totally stop our regular daily lives, to stop doing what we constantly did and what we've done day after day. And at times, I don't know about you, but sometimes we felt overwhelmed by what we were doing, overwhelmed by our schedules, overwhelmed by the busyness of life. And suddenly, it has come to a stop. Everybody breathe. Corona has changed our lives overnight. Raise and praise. Raise and praise. We're not sure why or what for. That's not the way we ask the question. We ask the question, what is this asking of me? What can I do differently that brings to me a greater truth? We can't allow circumstances to divide us. Boy, I really have to be careful of that. For ourselves, to divide us from ourselves or from each other, we are people of faith. When life changes, and it does, and it really has, we are asked to find another way. A different way. Thank God for Facebook, Live, Zoom, FaceTime. All of those technical support that we have today. Can you imagine what it would be like if we didn't have this? If we couldn't connect to each other in a loving, kind way to keep us safe and connected to those and to bless our beloved community. Raise and praise the technology. Even though I'm not quite clear how to use it, I'm learning. We're all learning. I believe we're being asked to deepen our faith, to be more than we believed ourselves to be. We're being asked to stretch, to raise and praise everything. When I got that today, it was like, yeah, let's turn it around. We are people of faith, and we are being asked to prove it. How are you proving your faith in this moment today? You're online, you're listening. And you can re-listen to this. In every moment, our raising and praising is the vaccine that we need to keep us safe. When nothing in our outside world makes any sense, the place of safety and comfort we find only in deepening our trust in God. This is what I know to be absolutely true. We practitioners and ministers are here, and we're here for you. And starting tomorrow, we are going to do at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to take turns. I'm going to start tomorrow on Facebook Live, right on this channel. We're going to do prayer and meditation for you at 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday. Maybe somebody will do Saturday too. But right now, that's what we're going to do. And I'll be here on this channel at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning with prayer and meditation just for you. to support you through your day, to let you know that even though you're sheltered in place, even though you're spending a lot of time by yourself, that we are here for you and we are supporting you. And it'll be recorded and you can save it and go back and visit it all the time. We will get through this together, assisting each other, because we are a community of faith. And by connecting and awakening that spirit within, together we strengthen our inner world, that inner world of God in us and within everyone else. We never ask, why is this happening? Changing our question to, what is this asking of me? What is this asking of me in life to experience? And be comfortable. Be comfortable with not knowing the reason. Be comfortable in your trust until the answers are revealed. We have no idea. But we're going to live in the unknown part of God working in our lives. Yes? I am. Join me. As we believe, so goes the world. It's not up to our leaders to define us. We are defined. We are defined by our connecting to and cultivating the power of God within each one of us. No one else can do that for us. And if we look outside of ourselves for being lifted up or being supported, we're going to miss the opportunity to deepen our faith and trust. Use your Science of Mind textbook, the reading of the meditations in the back, when you feel that you need a boost, you need to be lifted up. Suzanne, Reverend Suzanne, is going to be doing practical mysticism starting April 14th on Zoom. So if you're wanting to be in a class with Reverend Suzanne, which will be outstanding, then send your email to info@fcsliving.org and you will get all the information how to join Reverend Suzanne in her class starting April 14th. It's a 10-week class. So let me tell you, you'll be shifted and changed into the beloved essence of your own divine self. Okay? So more will be coming. We have plans to have other things for you available to support you in your spiritual growth. So I'm reminded of a story of a troubled woman. And this troubled woman was walking along a dirt road. And she was really in need of a financial miracle. She was exhausted, and she had exhausted all resources. And she asked God, "What's next? What do you have to say to me?" Have you ever said that to God? Have you ever said, "Okay, God, what's next? What do you have to say to me?" Have you questioned? Have you put God on the spot and insisted on an answer, or believed that it was all God's fault that you were in this predicament? Or you say to God, "Okay, show up. What do you have to say?" And she kept looking down at the road and the circumstance that overwhelmed her by repeating over and over again her problems. Anybody relate? "God, what's next?" she asked. Actually, she yelled it a number of times. "What's next, God?" In that moment, she looked up and off in the distance and into the beautiful green hills and the clouds across and the blue sky, the white clouds floating around. And suddenly she hears, "Look up. Lift up thine eyes. I will lift mine eyes from where my help comes from the Lord." That's Psalms 121. Suddenly she realized what she was doing was totally focusing on the problem, not on the solution, not on the raise and praise, not on the gratitude. "Okay, God, what's next? What support me in understanding this?" When we're all bent over with fear, repeating the worst outcome, we've locked ourselves up in fear. Stop and look and notice that when you stand up straight and you look up, Your breathing is easier. Lift up thine eyes. Go outside and look for something to give thanks for. Raise and praise. You are being asked to live full out. Full out, in spite of the unknown, in spite of the questions, and in spite of the upheaval, so to speak. Or maybe it's to show our fears right now how big our God is. Show your fear. My God is bigger than you. My God is more powerful than any fear, doubt, or worry that I might come up with. Fear makes us small. Faith lifts us up. Imagine. Imagination is our faith in action. Did you know that? Imagine a vaccine is found now. Imagine people helping out in love. Imagine a world that works for everyone. This is our job. This, I believe, is what we're asked to do, first for ourselves. Imagine toilet paper back on the grocery shelves. Rick went the other day. He said, it's amazing to see that whole aisle empty. Things have changed. We'll appreciate it more when it all comes back differently, new, in faith, deepening our presence in God. See, I believe answers are a second away if we believe that that's so. Answers are a second away if we believe that that's so. So give thanks. Give thanks before you see the miracle. Give thanks before you see the answer. Give thanks before you start back to work. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Every moment will help you see the good that is taking place. Look for the good. Praise it. Raise and praise it. I have no idea what this is all about, but what I do know is it's bringing me closer together to me, to my God, and it's helping me to understand how important you are in my life, how important this community is, how it supports me personally, and I know, and I hear, as I hear from you, how you feel supported also. Thank you, God. We don't go through this without each other. Ernest Holmes says, now suppose there is at the center of each one of us a clear channel to the infinite, which is forever pouring out through us in a unique way. A clear channel pouring out through each of us in a unique way. This is how we get. You are so special, right where you are, whether you believe it or not. Knowing you are a clear channel to God, how will you choose to live this day? How will you choose to go about whatever is calling your name? We're a powerful community with great love for one another. I think that's why it's difficult for us, isn't it? Because we're used to coming together and hugging each other and everybody. We hug people who are here for the very first time. Because that's who we are. And so now we're being asked to hug each other from the hearts that we have praised and raised. And to reach out to each other in a different way. But with the same powerful love, we're being asked to trust in the unseen and to lift up our eyes and to know greater good is on the way now. With God, the impossible is possible. Love is mightier than looking for who or what's wrong. Love is our immune system. Love is what strengthens our immune system every day. And when we praise and raise our hearts, we get stronger and more powerful, and we stay healthy. We are being asked to vibrate at a higher frequency of love and faith. Today begins Holy Week all over the world. And Wednesday is Passover. Passover, which most of you know, is the Jewish tradition. And Passover celebrates emancipation. Emancipation, freedom from old thought patterns, beliefs, and ideas. I think that's perfect for today. I don't know about you, but I'm going to join the Jewish faith this week, and I'm going to join Passover because I want an emancipation from old beliefs. I want an opening to a greater truth to awaken within me. How about you? Let's use this week to claim our freedom as we deepen our faith, preparing for Easter to rise in a new way. And I'm going to close with, every blade of grass has its angel that bends over it and whispers, grow, grow, grow. You are absolutely covered with an angel that for this week and for every day says over you, grow, grow, grow in your faith, grow in your trust. All is good, all is God. So let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment and we breathe into that heart space, into that holy and sacred place that lives within. Knowing and accepting that there's only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, there's only one. And that life of spirit is so magnificent and so powerful that it lives within each and every one of us, and it is the life that surrounds us. It is the very beingness of who we are. We are the beloved place where God shows up. And claiming and knowing and accepting for each and every one of us that we are blessed and we are a blessing, and that as we move through this day together, as we move through this day in conscious awareness and praise and raise each other in our own way, bringing all of our friends to our mind, blessing their hearts, sending them love. I'm knowing and accepting that for those people that find themselves in illness, that right now, right where they are, God is, that there's a powerful presence of love, healing, restoring, renewing. I bless all of our caregivers. I bless all of our medical professionals and our first responders. I bless all of these people that are working tirelessly and effortlessly to support our civilization, our humanities, everywhere in the world, that everything that is being done to curtail this virus is taking place, and we empower all the people involved in that, knowing and accepting that the solution is already known in the mind of God, and we open and we receive that impress. I'm knowing and claiming that we move through this event with faith, with trust, and with a greater sense of who we each truly are. Right where we are, God is. And we willingly and joyously walk into the mystery and the miracles. And so I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it. And we just let God do God's work. We let it be so. So it is. Amen. Now Diana's going to sing us a song that is truly beautiful, and it talks about just everything I just spoke about. So let's really listen to what Diana sings to us with her great gift and voice.